Is high ticket dropshipping dead for 2020? Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what I think about high ticket dropshipping come 2020 and why personally I know that it's not dead, but some people out there might think that it is, and here's why. Okay, when you get into any kind of business, especially a retail business, it can be quite difficult to compete with your competitors, right? Think about yourself as a small boutique retailer. If you set up yourself in a location where there's not a whole lot of traffic, you're probably gonna have a hard time getting traffic. You're gonna have to explore different marketing methods to send traffic to your store. So setting up a Shopify store online, especially a small boutique one selling just one product and sitting there, you're not gonna get much traffic right off the bat. You're gonna have to explore some different methods of marketing. And a lot of people, they set up a store and then have no idea what to do after that. You might do some content, some social media posts, things like that, but you don't really have a good idea on how to do anything. You've never managed an ad account before, probably. You just don't understand the idea of even doing paid advertising. So if you even did paid ads, you'd probably just fail at it, spend a lot of money, not get much results, and think that it doesn't work, okay? This is a unfounded falsity that is basically based on your prior experiences. So what really you need to do is understand the essence of smart marketing, okay? Marketing that's done where you find buyers who are currently in the market to buy what you have right now, or have a strong interest in buying it and are impulse shoppers. One of those two types of people. And timeliness is so important in this case. You have to catch somebody at the right point in their buying cycle. So once you catch them at the right point, at that bottom of the funnel, that moment when they're ready to buy, looking to buy, they're way more likely actually to make a purchase in your store, as opposed to if it's just somebody who's shopping around trying to get ideas for stuff. Okay, so when you run paid ads to your store, especially in the beginning, you don't have the budget to run all sorts of paid ads. You wanna only run paid ads to your store for people that are in that bottom of the funnel, the end of the buying cycle, ready to make that purchase. Those are the only people you really wanna be running to your store in the beginning. Later on down the road, you can drive people to your store who are just kind of starting their shopping experience, and that way you're more likely to close a sale with them later on. But in the beginning, you should only focus on paid ads for the bottom of the funnel, and also organic marketing. In other words, creating tons of keyword-rich content on your website and your product pages, blog posts, collection pages, stuff like that, so that you can get free traffic from the search engines. Because people are typing in long-tail keywords like product names and SKU numbers and things like that, and they're looking in the ads, they're looking in the organics and stuff like that, so they're trying to find who all has the best offers out there. So what you have to do is you have to be the store that knows how to do marketing right, have the best offer, and then you'll close sales. That's how you make it work. But it's kind of a long road to get there. And people that don't understand this kind of a thing, they might just throw up a store and let it sit there and think, oh, it's supposed to magically work for me. That's not really how this stuff works, guys. This is a real business, okay? It's not a get-rich-quick thing. And if it doesn't work for you the first time, there might be issues with the niche, there might be issues with your ability to run paid advertising, there might be issues with your website, like your content. And if you're just, you know, like for instance, if you're just copying supplier descriptions, pasting it to your website, and then throwing paid ads at that, it's probably not going to convert as well as if you actually rewrote those descriptions, included lots of multimedia in them, and then had a full like offer breakdown of all the things that you're offering that your competitors aren't. That's more likely to get you sales. Just put yourself in the shoes of the consumer and you'll have an understanding of that. So look, dropshipping is definitely thriving, and it's thriving for those that do it right, but it's very few that do it right. A lot of people get into this stuff, a lot. And most people within the first year, they fail because they just don't do it right. And you're gonna probably spend a bit for hosting, spend a bit of money for paid ads. And so you're gonna have some money invested in this business. And in the very beginning, before you get sales, it's gonna be hard to make a decision to invest more if you're not actually doing it right. And so number one, you gotta make that decision. If you don't want dropshipping to be dead for you, you gotta make a firm decision that you're gonna do whatever it takes to learn how to do this stuff right, okay? You're gonna apply principles of marketing to your business, and you're gonna do everything you can to continue to learn, okay? In every industry, people like real estate agents, insurance agents, things, people like that, have to go through continuing education practices. The financial industries, it's very common. You have to learn how things are changing every year, and every year things are changing. Okay, ad platforms are updated, the search engine algorithms update, the social media algorithms update. So keeping on point year after year with this kind of stuff is going to help you grow your business and continue to thrive. So for those that don't know what they're doing and are too lazy to learn and or are too distracted or have shiny object syndrome, hopping from one thing to the next, or just are weak-minded, if they, you know, after a week of no sales, they just want to give up, then you're probably not going to make it. Okay, so you have to be strong-willed, you have to be persistent, and you have to have courage to continue through the tough times. And you have to learn the science behind this stuff before you can start exploring the art of it. Okay, the science is what makes it work, the art is what makes it thrive. So you have to really get out there and explore the science of paid ads, the science of keyword research and search engine optimization, and then you'll then be able to explore the art of marketing. The art of marketing is really fun and kind of exciting and crazy at the same time, because you can do a lot just by selling to people through the written word, copywriting, and selling to people through video, and selling to people in person. So there's a lot of cool things you can do with this, and yeah, it definitely works. High ticket dropshipping is definitely not dead. It will never be dead for the few that do make it. You just have to understand, for some people that decide not to put in the work, it might seem dead to them because it's not working for them, because they're not doing it right. All right, guys, well, I hope this makes sense to you. Definitely get into high-ticket dropshipping if it's something you think you want to get into. Check out the other videos on my YouTube channel for more information. Check out my blog at ecommerceparadise.com, and you'll get all the info you need to start your business, everything you'll need to know, everything you need ahead of time, be prepared for, and how to start it, which e-commerce platform to use, how to get and find and get suppliers, how to optimize your store, and you know, how to run paid ads and things like that. It's all included in my blog for free. I also have a full over-my-shoulder video course called the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. You can get into there. But I do have an awesome sale coming up for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And so if you're interested in that, just go to ecommerceparadise.com/BFCM or click the link below, and you can opt in to receive an early bird notice when my sale goes live. All right, guys, well, I'm super excited for that and hope this video helped you. If it did, definitely hit that like button, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Take care.